KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports, 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 sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Oh, yeah. Welcome to Astros Clincher Day and a lot of other stuff going on. Let's do this. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Gal Studios in Houston, Texas. Houston, Texas. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN975.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, AJ Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Aaron Rabold, the Voldemort. You want to get in today? 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. Probably won't take too many calls today because we're only here for 2 hours. You can also get us on Twitter. That's probably the best thing. At Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that, 713-780-3776. There's Twitch. If you want to get on there, just go to Twitch and find ESPN975 or go to ESPN975.com and find Twitch. That's simple. Put your comments in the chat room. We'll get to some of them. And there's also Facebook. If you want to send a message to Aaron, he will respond if it's any good. And it's a Tuesday, going to be a short show today because the Astros first pitch 6:07, which I thought it was going to be 7:07. I thought we were going to do a full show.
It was supposed to be.
Yeah, thing we got said that, right?
Yeah, that's been the plan for a week.
Yeah.
And then it so happens that, and I'll be honest, I wonder if it has to do with the fact that it's the Astros who are the lone game instead of the Yankees.
I think it has a little bit to do with that, yeah.
I think if it were the Yankees were the only game, they'd be playing at 7 o'clock.
And that's probably, let's not be surprised by that. The Yankees are, they're the best draw left, even more so than the Dodgers, who may not be here after tomorrow.
Yeah, they're no lock.
Yeah, so it doesn't really surprise me. But, so Astros at 6:07, so we'll take you right up to it, and then you'll hear the game right here in FM Clarity on 97.5. What's happening, man?
Sports, man. Sports and stuff. And, we came on after the Astros game yesterday and talked about that plenty. But then, boy, you watch the Yankees last night and you realize, I still assume the Astros are going to win this series.
Yeah.
I think the Astros and Yankees are a coin flip, honestly.
Well, I think we've been saying that all year. The one thing, I don't know whether to be impressed as much with the Yankees or just totally disgusted with the Twins, because watching that game last night, which this might be the first full baseball game not involving the Astros that I've watched in a long time, but when they got the bases loaded and nobody out and didn't score, you could just look at their faces like, okay, we're losing 16 in a row. That's it. I told the wife it was over right then and there.
Dude, that's unbelievable. But that's an unbelievable statistic.
It is. 13 in a row to the Yankees. So, I don't want to say they quit, but you could see the life being sucked out of them.
And they had some moments where they could have really made a run. Like, they loaded the bases with no outs.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm talking about. After that, when you could just see the looks on their faces like, oh, man, if we can't score here, we're screwed.
Yeah.
And but, man, the other series,
they even got Chapman in a little bit of trouble. And it's like, couldn't do anything with it. So, yeah, it sucks for the Twins. They had a really good season, and it will be quickly forgotten.
Yeah,
because they didn't show up when it counted.
But you know what? That's what happens sometimes. It's nice to set a home run record when you're beating up on the White Sox and the Tigers and the Royals. And then when you face a real team, you see what happens. And I think, in retrospect, it would have been better for the Astros to face those guys because they just don't have – and they were a nice, cute little regular season story. And I think this is just going to play out the way we all thought it would. It's going to be Astros, Yankees on this side. The NL, I always thought, was a little more wide open. And, man, if you're the Dodgers, how tight?
Well, I've always thought the Dodgers Nationals were the two best teams if they're playing at their best. And the Nationals end up being a wild card.
Right.
So
after, well, you know what? They had such a horrible start.
Yeah.
They finished as well as anybody. And you got Steven Strasburg in a game five. If you're the Nats, you feel pretty good about that.
Dude, that's going to be such a great game.
I can't.
I mean, Strasburg versus Walker Buehler, it doesn't.
It really doesn't get better than
that. Can't get much better.
Except maybe Strasburg and Verlander in game one of the series.
Yeah, we'll I guess.
Or game two, I guess. It'd be Scherzer in game one, I'm guessing. But,
I love that pitching matchup. It's going to be fun. So, I don't have a dog in the fight. I think I wouldn't mind seeing either one of those. I do want one of those two teams in the World Series.
Yeah,
because I think those are the two best teams.
I don't say I have a dog in the fight, but I kind of like to see the Nationals win. I think
I don't mind it.
I think those guys have kind of earned a shot. And they kind of remind me of another Washington team from a couple years ago when the Caps won it. We kind of wrote them off because they had gone all in with a bunch of hired guns, and then they had to get rid of all of them. And then the next year they win the Cup. And I kind of feel the Nationals are a little bit the same way. They lose Bryce Harper, but they still have that core of guys, and they're still damn good.
Yeah.
And it'd be kind of cool to see them make a run.
I think both those teams have players who are like pitchers, starting pitchers, who are pretty much lock Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
And it may be that you could argue two of the best pitcher, maybe the 1-2, like if you said best pitchers of the last 10 years, it might be Max Scherzer and Clayton Kershaw.
Yeah. I think that's fair. I don't even know if it's a might. I think that's
okay.
You could throw Verlander into that conversation.
Well, Verlander,
but he also had some bad stretches.
The early part of 10 years ago wasn't great. He had a bad run there. So if you take those two guys and if they finish their career and neither one of them ever wins a World Series, it's like, oh, man, that's tough.
That would suck.
Like, so Verlander got his. I mean, I'm with you. I'd like to see. That's why I think I'd be cool with seeing either one of them have a chance to play for it, even though Kershaw's had a couple chances and not done anything with it. I would like to see that. Max Scherzer, I'd like to see him have a chance to pitch in a World Series because he's been there with the Tigers.
Yeah.
But I'd like to see him have a shot at it. And, I don't know if I feel that way about anybody on the Braves or the Cardinals. Like, there's nobody on those teams that I'm like, you know what? Those guys have really paid their dues, and they deserve a shot at a World Series title.
Yeah, I still think the Braves are maybe a year away from being a team.
They're a good young team.
They are good, but they're off young. And already first dumb Tuesday text. You just want the Nats to win so the Astros don't have to face the Dodgers.
No, frankly, I don't care.
Frankly, I've said this all along. I'm more concerned about the Yankees series.
We just talked about it. Yeah. I don't know. I think it's a coin flip that the Astros even get to the World Series if they win this series.
I think if they beat the Yankees, they're going to beat whoever the National League throws in there, including the Dodgers. I'm not worried about that at all. But I don't know that they're getting by the Yankees. I really don't. And we've been saying this for months. So, yeah, congratulations. You have the first dumb text of the day. So, 713-780.
First of many. You know this.
Yeah, it's Tuesday. But, man, more I think about it, it's pretty funny that, and we didn't know this at the time, but Verlander basically said, oh, no, I'm pitching yesterday after the game when they were going to start your Queedy. And basically Verlander just went to AJ Hinch.
Vetoed him.
Yeah, he said, I'm pitching.
Yeah.
What
are you going to say, no?
I like that. I'm like, okay, man, go get him. And it's funny because I was reading a lot of stories out of New York about how happy they are and hoping that it goes five games. And I don't hope it goes five games because the same reason I'm worried about the Dodgers against the Nats, when you're the team that's supposed to win and you're in a game five, the pressure's all on you.
Yeah.
It really is. If the Astros and Rays go to a game five, there's no pressure on the Rays. They're not supposed to be there.
No.
There's plenty on the Astros. And it's the same thing with the Dodgers-Nats. And you squeeze the bat a little tighter. Maybe you overswing a couple times. You chase a little bit. And the next thing you know, you're down 2-0 and it can get away from you. So, I hope the Astros get it finished off tonight. I kind of have a feeling they will. I think Verlander will pitch well. And I kind of think when you keep doing these bullpen things, sooner or later, the hitters have seen enough of you. They're going to make some plays. And the Astros bats are due to wake up. I'm going to make a bold prediction. Either George Springer or Yordan Alvarez goes off tonight. Probably Springer.
Okay.
Because he's been so quiet. And right when we're about to write him off, I mean, I assume Alvarez is in the lineup. I haven't seen the lineup yet.
I haven't either, but I also assume that.
Yeah, but I will say George Springer is going to be the guy. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776.
I tried to get Dave Chappelle tickets for tonight.
Yeah, I saw that on Twitter. I think you and half the planet tried to get them.
And didn't work out. So, it was like tickets go on sale at 3 o'clock. And Dave Chappelle apparently showed up at Rudyard's last night and did open mic, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, Alvarez is in the lineup. So,
and then he's having a show in Houston, and that show, it is in a room. It's at House of Blues, but it's in the Golden Peacock Room, which holds right around 200 people.
Yeah, I've seen shows in that room. It's actually a cool place.
It's like small acoustic shows, typically.
Yeah, and it's a cool place to watch a show, so I imagine it's going to be awesome.
It is a cool place, although I think I'd rather it be in the big room at House of Blues, but...
you know, but it was short notice. I wonder if they already had that booked. If I'm them, though, I'm kicking out whoever's in there.
It's the Bronze Peacock Room, not the Golden Peacock Room.
Yeah, Bronze Peacock.
But tickets were, I mean, relatively reasonably priced, $100 a ticket. But when I got on, right at 3, there were 1,000-plus people in the queue ahead of me.
Yeah.
So I just assumed with limit 2 tickets per person.
Carry the 2.
Yeah. We don't have Jong here to do the math for us, and math is not Aaron's strong suit. But I just assume, you know what, I'm not going to get this ticket, so I gave up.
Yeah, that's probably smart, but I heard Barry and Joel before us, and some guy tweeted in that he was 2,000th in line. I'm guessing his odds aren't very good either.
Well, but his odds got... Jong was the same way, because Jong had tweeted that he was in the 2,000-plus category, but I told him, well, I got out of line, so that at least should bump you up one spot, if that helps.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, what I found with most of these things, and this happened to us with that Green Day Weezer tour, where we even had the early entry thing.
Didn't matter.
And yeah, the wife was like 1,000 in line, and we thought, okay, well, no, all those tickets were gone by the time it got to 200 people because they were all buying the max.
Right.
And then we went and looked up the show 5 days before in Toronto and were able to get third row VIP tickets for less than we were going to pay here.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's going to wind up costing more because we're flying to Toronto. But it's amazing how fast those things go here. People are, especially like that, where he just decides last minute to do something. Must be cool to be that badass.
Yeah.
You can just say, hey, you know what?
I wish everybody wanted to come see me on short notice for $100.
Yeah, I'd settle for people wanting to come see me on long notice. But no, it's never going to happen. All right, guys. Tell you what. Are you stressed out right now? You got those high credit card bills and starting to add to that stress? Well, guess what? We got a solution for you. You can pay off your credit card balances and save money with a credit card consolidation loan from my friends at Lightstream. You can get a rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay, and you're probably paying over 20% on your credit cards, at least 20%. That's even if you got good credit. And they believe people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. The online application is quick and easy. You can apply right from your phone. And right now, great deal just for the Blitzers. Apply now to get a special interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to Lightstream.com/Fred. That's LightStream.com/Fred. And you can do it. If you can apply today, you get your money as soon as the same day you apply. It's all subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com/Fred for more information. That's Lightstream.com/Fred. Need to know your place, 'cause it's about to get heavy.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right, if you are in a job that you're not happy with, you're in a job that doesn't pay you enough money, you're in a job that you don't like your boss, you just don't like going to, you got too long of a commute, whatever the case may be, change it. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and start your new life as an IT pro. You could take a free career evaluation today, and you could be doing IT in as little as 4 months. No computer experience or training? Okay, they don't care. That was starting people from scratch is what they do. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career, and it's more than just a school because they're going to help you get into the industry after you graduate because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students specifically. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill for my fellow vets. Classes are starting up soon, guys. Go take that free career evaluation today. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Somebody says, for once, A.J. was a plebe like the rest of us trying to buy Chappelle tickets.
Yep.
Well,
I'm a man of the people. Everybody knows that.
Yeah, I don't think... Well, it's amazing how many people were hitting me up. Hey, do you got any contacts at House of Blues? Like, yeah, but not for this.
Yeah.
Ain't no way. You know, you want to go see a Stones cover band?
Yeah, I can help you out on that.
Yeah, the guys who run like back of house sound and stuff, they're not going to be able to walk into that room.
Yeah, probably not.
They're going to be so screwed.
Yeah. But that's cool he's doing it. And honestly, I'd like to go, but I kind of got a baseball game to watch tonight.
Yeah. I would have skipped the baseball game, or the show's not till 11.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be asleep by then. I'm an old. I can't do that. Did you see that they're painting over Rockets logos in China now?
Oh, boy. Okay. Bye.
Yeah. I don't want to spend too much time on this today because I think we hit it pretty hard yesterday, but the more I look at all this, frankly, and I heard Barry and Joel talk about it, and like, oh, well, it's not going to affect fans in the United States. I think they're being naive because the NBA is really coming off looking bad here to the point where when you've got people on both sides of the aisle coming after you, and this is going to turn into a China versus U.S. thing, and the reality is the people in the United States will get pissed off if the NBA basically says, oh, China's too important for us,
yeah,
for you guys. So I think they will lose people over it. And, you know, I don't think it's going away anytime soon because I saw them debating it on one of the news channels. If it gets on Fox News, then this thing's never going to die.
Well, like I said yesterday, I mean, I don't even think there's a right and a wrong side to this. To me, the right side is common sense and, you know,
well, I don't,
democracy.
But I don't think there's anyone in China that's got common sense if this is their freaking reaction to it.
Yeah, I guess so. And so, but you know what I say to that? Okay.
Yeah.
Have fun with your communism. It's cool. Go for it.
Yeah. Don't need the NBA here. But what's funny is, I don't know if you saw it, but the way the Chinese released the statement from the NBA, they totally changed the top of it to make it look like we're embarrassed by Daryl Morey and all this stuff. I mean, This is the country that you're going to sit here and defend. These are people that do that message. And I also, you know, the NBA is trying so hard not to offend them. And look, I get that's big business. But the reality is at some point we all have to walk away from clients and sponsors and business partners if we don't feel that they represent our values.
Yep.
And these people don't represent our values by any stretch, or what our value should be. And I believe me, I'm as capitalistic as they come. I'm all about make as much as you can. But I'm also not going to do business with scumbags to do it. And then try to defend them and dance around it. And this is, Adam Silver's done a great job. This has been his biggest fail. He's handled some pretty high-profile stuff.
Yeah.
This is a fail. Yeah, Lamont says Rush Limbaugh was talking about it.
Yeah, that's blowing up.
Yeah. All right, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776, if you want to get in. How much of the game you get to watch, the football game did you watch last night?
Oh, I saw plenty.
Yeah?
In fact, I was in a fantasy matchup where I was, I had a 2% chance to win my matchup because I had a 5-point lead. My players were done. My opponent, Matt Dean, had Baker Mayfield.
Oh, did you come back and beat Matt Dean?
I was ahead. I went in ahead.
Oh, okay.
I was up by 5.
Oh, okay.
Baker Mayfield scored a whopping 0 points in one of the worst performances I've seen any quarterback have in some time. I mean, he was just inept. And we're not... You know, if you had said that was Gardner Minshew, I would have said, oh, okay. Or that was Josh Rosen. Okay. That was Kyle Allen, even. Even Kyle Allen's had a few good games.
Yeah,
I would have been like, well, all right. There, he was bound to have a rough
one. How many of those guys are you actually starting in fantasy, though?
Nobody's doing it. But Baker Mayfield, oh, my. And I tried to tell people this. Slow down the hype on this guy.
People were trying to tell me I was an idiot for saying Deshaun Watson is light years better than Baker Mayfield.
Well, listen. Deshaun and Baker had this in common. Their first season, they had a short sample size, and they had a lot of success. Would you say, and I remember saying this about Deshaun, don't expect that to be a full season.
Well, yeah, I think I said if he plays like this, he's the MVP for the rest of his life. There's no way you can continue that.
So Deshaun regressed, and that's okay. A second-year regression in the NFL for a quarterback is totally natural.
It's very common.
So I expected Baker Mayfield to have just that, and it's too early to tell if Baker Mayfield is it. But, boy, they're throwing him all the commercials like he's it. I mean, they're peacocking around like he's the next big thing, like he's the next Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson. And last night, oh, my. I mean, he, and you can say, well, they didn't protect him. Okay. Everybody talked about how dangerous he is because he's got so much talent around him now. Mm-hmm. Not really. It doesn't matter how much talent you've got around you. If you're holding on to the ball too long, you're running around. I'll be honest. There's a lot of Johnny Manziel to his game. I've said that before. And
here's the problem with that. Those guys are, they play on emotion. And bad emotion, well, this is what happens when you get punched in the mouth. And I've talked about this with him all along. I want to see how he reacts to being punched in the mouth. He got punched in the mouth and did not react very well. I don't know who it was who said if he had spiked the ball every single time, he would have had a higher quarterback rating than what he did.
That was Nick Wright.
Yeah. That guy's still alive?
Yeah.
But
very famous now.
Yeah, I don't recognize him because now he has hair.
Yeah.
So not that I'm going to make fun of that, but I think the Browns are going to be a high variance team. My concerns with them going in were head coach, and I wasn't sold on Baker. I wanted to see how Baker reacted. And we watched Deshaun deal with this last year. And as the season went on, he adjusted to an extent, had a good season, not a great season, but a good season. And he continues to adjust. And that's what quarterbacks do over time. You're not going to play great games every time. Hell, Tom Brady had a crap game a couple weeks ago. It happens. But when you have more crap games than great games, you're not a great quarterback.
Right.
You're Blake Bortles is what winds up happening. And I could see the wheels falling off here, especially when you look at who they've got next. The Seahawks come in. The Seahawks beatable.
Seahawks are very beatable.
But if they get the Browns down, I don't think the Browns are coming back against them.
No.
And then they play at the Patriots.
That's not going to go well.
And yeah, then they get the Broncos and the Bills, but the Bills are not easy out.
Defensively, the Bills and the Patriots are going to be two of the best teams they'll see.
Yeah.
Listen, this is the reality is, and this isn't all on Baker, by the way.
No.
I mean, Baker played horribly yesterday, but it's not all on him because that team was woefully, woefully outcoached. I mean, and I've been waiting for Kyle Shanahan I've been on Shanahan's train for years and saying this guy is a genius. He hasn't looked like it early in his career, I have to say, in his coaching career.
There were a lot of 28-3 jokes last night when they got up 28-3.
Yeah, rightfully so. But you put his brain in a jar and Freddie Kitchens' brain in a jar, you'll be able to tell why the...
it'd be young Frankenstein.
Why the 49ers dominated
Freddie
that game.
Freddie Kitchens is Abby Normal.
Yeah, that wasn't good.
All right, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. And, to the guy trying to explain to me what communism is, listen, I'm not going to spout what you want us to say, so you can give it up.
Believe what you want to believe.
Yeah, I really don't care, and frankly, you know, obviously everybody has their own opinions, but don't tell me what to
tell people.
If you're
for communism... Cool.
Yeah,
that's you know you're welcome to.
I'm
not for communism,
and I actually explained it to you in detail yesterday, so I'm not going through it again. But you know, if you didn't listen, go back and listen to the podcast.
And that's just my personal taste. It's not for me. Communism.
Yeah. And again,
if you like it,
it's cool. Yeah, and Frankly, it's more about being a dictatorship, which is what I said yesterday, but I'm not going to repeat myself for you. So if that wasn't good enough for you, sorry. And just to end this, because frankly, you know, I think we've said enough about it. But Stryker says, like the NBA, we welcome the Chinese censors into our homes and into our hearts. We too love money more than freedom. Trey Parker and Matt Stone. I don't know if you saw that, but yeah. That was pretty funny. So, all right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. What do we got here? Oh, that's me. Okay. I'm just confused, this whole everything changed thing. Like, we all thought we were going until 7 o'clock today, so we had to make some adjustments. But if you need to make some adjustments to your home, go to Allied Outdoor Solutions, because they can help you out with maybe – you either need something new or you want to renovate your pool deck, your patio, your driveway. You can get that carved stone overlay, which is fantastic. It gives you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less. Very durable, 2 times stronger than concrete. And not only that, they give you a 7-year warranty. But it's not just that. You want something new. You want, basically you want to get a pool. You want to get outdoor kitchens, patio covers, fire features, all of it. They can take care of you. And they also can help you keep your money, because they offer 0% financing for up to 18 months and plenty of payment options. They're also an accredited member of the Better Business Bureau since 2009, even with an A+ rating. So get a carved stone overlook today for the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Stop by the Allied Outdoor Solutions showroom on I-10 and the Beltway, or check out the Carved Stone Projects photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or call for a risk-free estimate at 713-465-0400, 713-465-0400.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Before we get back to the Astros and stuff, did you see that Darko was back playing basketball?
No.
After 7 years?
Good for him.
He's 34 years old. And he played his first game.
Top of his game.
I'm going to go no.
Okay.
he made a big deal about how the guys who are still active from that draft. It's like, I don't know if this counts as active. But he played for a Serbian team.
All right.
And he scored 2 points before getting a minor shoulder injury.
Oh, no.
But if you take a look at this picture, the fact that he was able to play. Ooh. Yeah.
Darko's a tank now.
Yeah. I would say he was listed at 7'250" when he was playing. I'm going to go 4 bills, maybe.
And not
380?
Four, but 380. He's very. Let's go. He's thick now. Yeah. Darko was so skinny back in the day.
Well, and he was 250 then.
I don't even believe he was 250. I think they were being generous back then, saying he was 250.
He's at least twice the size of what he was. So, yeah, just thought I would show that to you.
Wow.
So.
Sorry, Darko.
Hey, at least he's back. He got 2 points. That's 2 more points than I could score in a game.
That's true.
And I hope you noticed that Garrett Gilbert got some time last night.
I did notice that. Trust me, that was like the moment when I started celebrating that I'd won my fantasy matchup.
And somebody asked, let's pump the brakes a little bit on the 49ers. They haven't played anybody.
They've played literally no one. Yeah. That was probably their best win last night, because their other games were against Pittsburgh with a backup quarterback, Cincinnati, and I forget who their other win was, but it's a horrible win. I mean, they've literally played no one. Oh, it was Carolina.
Yeah, and with
Carolina.
No, it wasn't Carolina. It was I have to go back and look.
Yeah,
I don't think
it wasn't anybody good.
Yeah,
I mean, it was that team is
Tampa.
It was Tampa. Yeah. I'm not saying they're bad by any stretch.
Yeah, let's hold off.
But we don't know yet.
Right.
And did they look good last night? Certainly. I said before the game started that if the Niners won tonight, and I almost bet the Niners last night. I should have. I felt I was kicking myself watching that whole game.
Yeah, I felt stupid because I would have been on the other side, and I'm glad I didn't play it.
But I tweeted out before the game started, or as the game started, if the 49ers win and cover tonight, you can count me in on the Rams next week.
Yeah.
Because the look-ahead lines last week had that game Rams minus six. After the Rams lost to Seattle, which if you watch the Seattle Rams game, the Rams could have easily won that game.
Yeah, they missed a field goal at the end that would have won the game. They're, yeah.
So it's not like you couldn't possibly have downgraded the Rams for losing by 1 point on the road in Seattle. Like, there's no way you can say, okay, that's a 1 point downgrade or what, any yeah. downgrade. The line went from 6 to 4.5 before the 49ers even played. And then the 49ers play. Now the line's down to 3.5.
Give me that 3 for sure.
If it's a hammer.
Yeah.
But
I'm probably going to hammer it at 3.5.
I think so, too.
I feel better at 3.
I just think that there's a big overreaction to the Rams losing a game. And really, the Rams have now lost 2 straight games. So we're saying, oh, well, the Rams are no good now. And the Niners, 4-0. We suddenly forget that team won 4 games all of last year. I don't think there's – I'm not saying that the Niners aren't good because they might be. But I'm also not – I'm not a believer that these two teams are basically equals or half a point away from being equals. I don't see it. The Rams were – I think their win total was like 10. I mean, they're about on pace for that. They're 3-2.
Can I give you an old school duct tape shoe guy angle?
Okay.
Big performance on Monday night, bet against on Sunday. That's an old school thing, but.
Well, I mean, it's certainly a buy low, sell high.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're buying super low on the Rams, and there's people who will say, well, the year after a Super Bowl, the losing Super Bowl team is usually bad. Okay. Well, this team won at Carolina, which looks like a solid win now. Agreed?
Yeah, it's a good win.
They beat the Saints.
It's a good win.
And they won at Cleveland, which, you know, I mean, you can say it's a better win than what the 49ers did, beating Cleveland at home.
Yeah, it was.
For resume purposes, it's solid.
Yeah.
All 3 of those wins are more impressive than any win that the 49ers have on their resume. So I'm just not – I don't – I mean, like I said, I like the Niners. I like Kyle Shanahan. I like Garoppolo. The love is going to get out of control on this team, though.
Yeah. Well, just like it did with the Browns before the season.
Yep.
So Jesse said 3 early tickets and punch the Rams minus 3 is one of them, along with Pats minus 16.5 and Jets plus 9. That defense against Dallas I like. I don't like your Jets play.
I like the other two, certainly.
Yeah. And the reason is the Cowboys will beat up on weaklings. I mean, that's what they do. And I think you're kind of getting, man, inside of 10, I think you're getting a little bit of a gift on the Cowboys here.
And I think you're also getting a lot of, oh, my God, Sam Darnold's back. And do I think quarterback play has been a problem for the Jets? Certainly. Do I think it's been the only problem?
The problem? No.
Not even close. Yeah. That's a team that's got tons of problems.
Foster asks, how do you think Gronk will do as an NFL analyst?
I'll be honest. I think he's going to be good, and I'm super disappointed that he's doing it because I thought he was going to come back this year.
Yeah, I did too.
I drafted when the best ball leagues that I did, where you just draft your team and you don't have to set your lineup. He was my last pick in every one of those leagues just in hopes that, you know, he comes back week 7, 8, boom. And I'll tell you, the Patriots could really use him right now.
Yeah.
Because the Patriots don't really have a tight end. Ben Watson's been hurt.
Well, and they basically just told him to take a walk.
Yeah.
He's gone.
They don't have a tight end.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they could – the Patriots could call Gronk and be like, hey, man, we really need you. And I would imagine Gronk would have to be interested in that, looking at what the Patriots are doing right now. But you know what?
You want to talk about – weak schedule. I mean, the Bills are the only team they've beaten, and the Bills are good.
The Bills are good, I think.
But they're not a great offensive team.
And, no.
And now the Patriots have played great defense, but then again, you have to look at who they're playing against. So, but I to answer your question, I think he'll be really good. He's a smart guy. He's got a great sense of humor, and he knows the game. And I think people kind of see him as this party guy and tend to write that off. I don't think he's going to be Tony Romo because nobody's Tony Romo.
I think he's good at marketing himself.
Yeah, he is. And he's also taking care of his money. And I think he's an interesting guy to put on there. But again, you never know with these cats. And it goes back to the Astros broadcast the other day. It's like, oh, you would think Joe Girardi would be good. No, he's a turd.
Yeah.
He's awful. And so is AJ Pierzynski. They were just terrible. And Ken Hoffman wrote about that for SportsMap and how, well, maybe they should have like one announcer from each team on there from the local broadcast.
That's a horrible idea.
That's the worst idea I've ever heard. How about just have...
Just find some good national broadcasters.
Well, and the reality is you should have them. If you're Fox or ESPN, you should be able to get the best of the best that do this.
But neither one of them have the... I mean, the ESPN's throwing A-Rod out there when they've got games.
No, and he's so bad. He's a name, and that's the problem. And AJ Pierzynski isn't even a name. I mean, he's a former player. That's
yeah.
It. Who didn't even know the rules about catching. I just wish. You know what? I need more of? I need more Jessica Mendoza in my life.
Yeah,
she does a good job.
You know what I need more of? CBD MD.
Oh man, I got to tell you, I ordered from them.
Uh-huh.
I've been having some shoulder
pain.
You
use our promo code?
I did.
Good. ESPN 975 will get you 20% off. You're a man who's thrifty.
I saved 20% and I've been having shoulder and back problems after my workouts. Man, it makes all the difference in the world.
Man, my wife has even noticed. She uses the CBD Freeze. She's got a bulky knee and she rolls that thing on and it's instant relief. Instant relief. My dad is using it. I'm using it. Raheel's using it. You're using it now. I mean, it's the real deal. And that 20% off is big savings because let's face it, CBD it's blown up. People are figuring out, oh, this stuff is actually helping people. And there's a lot of companies out there gouging you. They're charging you more than what they should be. And CBDMD is priced reasonably. Not only that, they'll compare their price to the other guys right there on their website. On top of that, they're giving you 20% off when you use our promo code ESPN975 at checkout. Check them out for yourself, CBDMD.com. See what works for you. That's CBDMD.com, promo code ESPN975. Drop anything. Your plans, your man, I don't see a ring. On your pretty little hand, drop some plastic on the tab. My Chevy. This is The Blitz on ESPN975.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis. Not tonight, right? Because we have
not
game.
Tonight. Yeah, it'll be tomorrow.
So it'll be tomorrow.
And actually, he'll be on tomorrow from 8 to 10. So we'll have Jimbo Fisher show from 7 to 8. Soccer Matters 8 to 10. And the Hall of Fame with Booker T from 10 to midnight tomorrow.
All right. Heads up, heavy metal fans, rock legends, Queensryche have announced the 2020 The Verdict tour dates with John 5 and Eve to Adam, and they're making a stop in Houston. At 4:50, we'll take caller 5 to 713-780-3776. You're going to win a pair of tickets to see the great 80s metal band at the House of Blues on January 23rd, 2020. Get your tickets now at livenation.com. Now, I don't know if that's a new album or what, but it's like, yeah, I've seen Queensryche 3 or 4 times. Put on a pretty good show when he's not monologuing, but I mean, I put on a really good show. But it's, I don't need to hear new music from you. Like when I go to see you, I want to hear Mindcrime
because they only want to like they're like, hey man, we got a new album, but I also think they understand that the reality is. People are, that's not what, they're not looking for your new music. They want to go play the hits.
I want to go hear Jet City Woman. I want to hear everything from Mindcrime.
And it's easier now because, you know, there was a time when bands made money off album sales. And nobody's making money off album sales anymore. It's basically, you make money off touring.
Yeah, so, and a lot of these bands are doing really good with that.
Yeah, so
especially you know, these 80s bands are kind of having a renaissance.
Want people to come out and see the show.
Yeah, so go check it out. It's especially if you win tickets. But if you don't win tickets, go to LiveNation.com. They're having some good shows at House of Blues, man.
Yep.
So, yeah, there you go. We'll be giving that away. Somebody said, there's no way the Chiefs are only 2 points better than the Texans. I don't know where you're seeing that.
Well, I mean, they're saying with home field advantage calculated in.
I guess so.
That is what they're saying.
Well, it opened 8. It's now 4.5.
So they're saying they're 1.5 points better on a neutral.
Yeah. I've been on the Chiefs all year pretty much. This is the kind of game the Texans are going to lose on a field goal. They're gonna go out there and throw punches with them, and it's going to be one of those that we say, oh, they got so close to beating a good team on the road, and they're going to get beat. It's going to be like 31-28 or something like that. But it's gonna be exactly like the Saints game.
So are you on? You're gonna be on the Texans?
No, I'm not, because 4.5 is.
I bet if you'd seen it at 8,
if I'd seen it at 8, I would have been on them for sure.
Yeah,
but I'm not.
The problem is when you see these, when you see the openers, and if, by the way, that's something you need to be careful about with people. If you're, you know, if you're making bets and you're following other people's bets, if somebody says, "Oh, that opened at 8." And they're insistent that they got it at 8, unless they live in Las Vegas, right, they're probably lying to you.
Unless you're standing there waiting for the Westgate to put it up.
No, Circa is the place who puts up these openers now. And
well, Westgate does too.
And they'll change. I mean, they'll change in an instant. Like, Circa started out, they've started putting out their openers for college football on Sundays.
Yeah.
And I mean,
and I'm pretty sure Brad's standing there waiting for the numbers to go up too.
It's super ballsy, but they're not getting those bets unless you're standing there or you live in Vegas and you have the app, which only works when you're in Nevada. So if you're, you know, your local radio host is telling you they got the number at the opener, they're probably lying to you. I wish I could come in here and tell you I got every number at open. I don't get them at open because I don't have access to those openers.
Yeah, and most of the online sites don't.
Nope.
They won't touch it. Yeah.
They're way slower than the actual casinos. So usually that's why, you know, I'd love to get my numbers in earlier, but I can't. And I don't want to give out bets that I'm not going to make myself. I don't want to be that guy.
Well, yeah, that's and people do that, which I hate. Like,
absolutely.
I see guys all the time say, oh, Texans +8. Well, nobody's getting it at +8.
Well, because now it's just become part of our culture. Sports radio culture is that everyone knows that sports betting is more accepted now than it was 10, 15 years ago. So everyone has to pretend like they're well-versed in it. So they all have to make picks against the spread and things like that, even though they don't know what the hell they're talking about. But they're saying these things like they're making those bets. And a lot of the time, that's just not the case.
No, it's not.
Most of the time, it's not the case.
Most of these guys out there don't bet. And somebody says, Fred, you also said Falcon would win. No, I said Falcon would cover. I didn't say they would win. I said Texans would win a close one because they played close games all year.
Yeah, I thought the Falcons would win.
No, nobody saw that coming. So, yeah. But pat yourself on the back for being a douche. Steven says, you feel the same about Iron Maiden. Their post-2000 output includes some legit great albums. Honestly, I have not listened to an Iron Maiden album that came out after 2000, so I couldn't tell you.
How dare you?
Listen, I love Iron Maiden.
Didn't they just come to Houston?
Yeah, I think they just were here, and I saw them about 3 years ago. Maybe 4. Bruce Dickinson's voice is still terrific. I mean, that guy can still nail it.
Yeah, but so is mine, to be fair.
I know, but you're not 60 years old like all these bands that I grew up with. And I go see a lot of them now. Even Robert Plant. It's almost sad to see Robert Plant perform live because he can't hit the...
Unless he does like a quiet acoustic show.
Well, but he basically sings at an octave lower than what he used to. And... You know, it's just not. It doesn't sound like Robert Plant, and most guys are like that. But it's cool when you hear a band that like that, where Bruce Dickinson can still hit the notes. So Golfer B says, "I like Bob Costas. What do you think?" I think Costas is very, very good.
I think he's good too.
I think he's.
I just think they're not doing him any favors with what they've put in there.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. And hey, you look at the Monday Night Football broadcast, and Booger is so awful. It doesn't matter if the other guy's any good or not. It's brutal. And yeah, you know, you get spoiled when you hear Tirico and guys like that that you don't notice. And if you don't notice them, they're doing a great job. And I think maybe this ought to tell people that Joe Buck's not as bad as they want to think he is, and he doesn't hate their team as much as he does. So 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And, I don't know if we're going to have time to actually go over some of these lines out there now. Tell you what I do like, Texans Chiefs over 55.
Yeah.
I think they're going to score a bunch of points in that game. Well, I know the Chiefs will. And if
I mean, it's going to be much like last week. It's two offenses that can be explosive and two defenses that will give it up.
Yeah.
Now, the problem with the Chiefs defense is the Chiefs typically give it up on the ground. And the Texans aren't really equipped to just run you over like that.
I think that's the thing. I think they'll game plan that way and they'll come out running the football. So, yeah. And I think they'll run the ball effectively. And they're going to try to slow it down because I don't think they want to try to go up and down the field with the Chiefs.
No.
But inevitably, they're going to get behind and they're going to have to go up and down the field with the Chiefs. And that's how you get over 55. But yeah, man, I'm liking the Rams quite a bit. I'm totally with you on that. I'm also thinking, if Mason Crosby plays, I'm going to take Steeler plus 6.5 against the Chargers, too. But not with... If he's playing, I've seen there's a chance he may actually play.
Rudolph?
I mean, Mason Rudolph, yeah. Sorry.
He's not playing. I can't imagine he's playing.
That's not what I read today. They said that don't be surprised if he's out there.
Oh, because I feel like if he's not playing, then the Chargers is almost a lock to make my card. Because...
Yeah, they were a lock on my card last week, too, against the Broncos, so... I'd be careful with that.
Yeah, but yeah,
they're
Devlin Hodges. I mean, that's a made up guy.
Yeah, I've never heard of him until this week.
You know, that is a guy who I honestly didn't know he was in the NFL. So I knew him vaguely from Samford, because I bet college football. If I didn't bet college football, I would have never heard his name. But I'll be totally honest. I had no idea he was in the NFL.
I didn't know who their backup quarterback was after they traded their backup to the Jaguars.
Well, you know who their backup is going to be now? Because it's saying that he's likely to start this week.
Well, but I saw that, but I also saw a story that said don't rule him out just yet because it's not nearly as bad as people think. He's got to clear the concussion protocol.
Well, did you see?
Although I don't really like guys coming off a concussion.
They usually have a week off. I mean, it's almost a lock for a week. There's instances. Josh Allen didn't have to take a full week off, or he did take one full week and he was back. But that's more rare. But did you see who the backup is planning on? Are they planning on being in Pittsburgh? No. Your boy.
Which boy?
Paxton Lynch.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's his time.
Paxton Lynch will be backing up Devlin Hodges.
Wow. How is he a backup?
He was a first round pick.
How is he a backup to Devlin Hodges?
I mean, you've seen him.
Yeah,
you know how he is.
Well, I was a big fan of his until he started wearing the headband.
Quarterbacks, you don't like that headband.
Quarterbacks who wear headbands, they usually suck.
Doesn't Patrick Mahomes wear a headband sometimes?
Yeah, but he's, you know,
he's
Patrick
different.
Mahomes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it because he's black?
No, it's because he can do whatever he wants. White guys can't wear headbands, though. So.
Okay.
A lot of people asking if I have any hockey plays tonight. I have one, but it's like a one-star play, so don't go crazy with it. But, I am going to be on the Carolina, Florida under 6.5 train.
Okay.
But for a small bet. So I'm 3-0.
Carolina's not playing the goalie that I want them to play tonight.
No, that's too bad.
Yeah.
But
garbage.
Yeah, well, that's life. 713-780-3776. Something about Triangle Energy.
Yeah, man. Triangle Energy. Listen, shopping for electricity rates isn't always fun, but Tri-Eagle, they make it easy for you. They're born and raised in Texas company. They provide simple fixed rates. You're going to pay the same rate no matter how much or how little electricity you use. No hidden fees. It's an easy, fast sign-up process. There's no gimmicks, no surprises on your bills, no gotchas. It's not how they do business. You'll receive a weekly usage update, so you already have an estimate for your energy charges before your bill even hits the mail. And you can lock in for 12, 24, or 36 months, so there's no rate hikes in the middle of your contract. Doesn't work that way either. They keep it simple. The rate you see is the rate you pay. And they're offering a discount to our listeners. Simply use the promo code ESPN when you sign up. What are you waiting for, guys? It's an easy decision that you can feel good about. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or visit TryEagleEnergy.com. And like I said, use promo code ESPN. You're going to get yourself an additional discount. That's 877-93-EAGLE. TryEagleEnergy.com. Promo code ESPN. PUCT license number 10064.
Sunday afternoon, it's looking like it's gonna rain soon. So I'ma hit the highway and glide at a cold 55 with nothing on my mind but the blessings of life. Gonna go for a ride today. Yeah, I'm gonna go for a ride today. Yeah, I'm gonna.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city.